What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is March the 10th, 2025. I'm excited to be here with you all, and today is Monday, so you know what that means. It's Monday momentum. But of course, you know, we can't even move this truck any more forward without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on, come on. Talk to me. How we feeling?
Hey.
Happy Monday, right? Happy Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. We still rocking. We still rolling.
Yeah. We rocking. We rolling. Happy Monday. Yeah. Happy to be here.
All right. Cool. So, producer Britt, I know over the past couple of days, in this month, we've been talking about historical women, and you know, we talked about the young lady, Kamora Freeland, who, uh-huh. you know, the young pilot. We talked yeah. about what Mary J. Blige is doing with Sirius XM. And I don't know where you're pulling these women from, but I mean, I know it's a lot to pull from. I know it should uh-huh. be easy to pull from, but producer Britt, I'm just gonna go ahead and kick it over to you. And you know, I'm just interested to just hear what you got for us today.
Okay. All right. Okay, y'all. So we're gonna do things just a little different for what I saw scrolling, okay? So what I'm gonna do is I want to share my screen. See, this is all live, y'all. This is all live. Live is real.
Live is real and different is great. Different is great. So yeah. I'm here for it. I'm here for it all. Sure. I'm here for it all.
Okay, a little technical difficulty. But while I'm getting that settled, so my Women's History Month fact today is going to be myself. So I'm going to talk about me, producer Britt, just for my segment.
Okay.
So, man, if I can get this to pop up. Okay, one more time. Okay, there we go. Okay. All right. Okay, so there I am, y'all. That's me in college. Okay, so. Could you see that?
I did. I saw you with the blue background behind you. You look like you're about to report on something.
So that was me in college, and I went to Barry University, in North Miami. Okay. Oh. So first and foremost, I was born St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. I moved to Texas when I was in fifth grade, and that's because my dad's job moved us down here. From there, played volleyball, track, basketball. Then went further with basketball, went to college for basketball. Love volleyball, love track. Still, you know, I love all sports, you know, it don't matter. I feel like I'm, you know, Anthony Edwards, it don't matter what it is, you know, it don't matter what it is. Okay.
Ping pong, that's how we come.
Pickleball, anything, I can win. I'm winning, okay? One time I was at a Cowboys tailgate, Jonathan, and these guys, they were racing. And I raced the guys and I won some money. Okay. Your girl, I will do.
Oh, wow.
I'm very competitive. Very competitive.
Head to head foot race. Okay. With
yes.
Men.
Head to head foot race. Okay. And then this picture right here. This is a picture of Nikki Mohan. This is the lady that I was talking about last week. This was my professor, and she was also a news anchor and reporter for, I think she was CBS. She was at CBS. And so, so just really cool experience. She was the woman that I was talking to when I was explaining the whole learn everything. That is the woman that told me all of that. So love her. And yeah, she's doing great things out in Florida right now. We had a assignment in college that we had to create like a social media business and, you know, basically what we're doing right now as far as like video content. We had to do that in college. And mine was called Boss Talks. And so, I got to interview her. So it was really cool. And so she's a boss, you know, in her field, and I interviewed her. And hey, if that thing was still going, that'd be pretty cool. And then here if you can see this here, right here, this is a picture of me and my friend Nakia. And Nakia actually works for CBS right now, but we went to the University of Miami and we got to interview and like do sideline reporting. And it was really cool because ESPN3 was there. So yeah, it was really cool because our school played their school and it was an exhibition game and yada, yada, yada. So super, super cool.
Come on, VIP, VIP media personality.
Yes.
I like it.
And this right here, this is our flyer for when I did a TEDx. I did a TEDx in college. I met this lady through, now not me speaking at a TEDx, but I helped produce the TEDx. So I met this lady when video podcasting, I wouldn't say not just starting, but when it was becoming popular. I met her and she had some connection to TEDx because she was putting on one. And mm-hmm. she asked me if I could film it and then, you know, brought me on for the production process. And then she told me to pick some people. I picked some girls at my school so we could all put it on our resume. And like, that was the whole point of that. So yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool.
That is cool. Not often you get to meet the people who produce the TEDx. Like, you know, you mm-hmm. see the people in the red circle, but you know, the people behind the scenes and doing all of the workings to where mm-hmm. the people, the presenters, it's easy for them to come into is because, you know, all that groundwork that you, other producers, other directors and everything like that do behind the scenes. So that's super right. dope.
And so with that being said, so this is our last picture for the TEDx event. So that was super cool. We had four cameras, Jonathan, and you know this now because you work with cameras a lot, but we had four cameras, a teleprompter, and no headsets. So we were just texting each other the whole entire time. Could you imagine doing a live set without headsets? It was crazy because we got to borrow the equipment. We got to borrow the equipment from our school. And so, you know, you could check out so many cameras per person. And we checked out as many cameras as we could. And we had microphones, brought everything. We told our professors that we were doing it. They were super happy about it. And they just gave us what we needed. And it was amazing. It was a great experience. It was a great experience. And so, yeah, that was my senior year in college. But go ahead.
And that was Wynwood. So that's like in that area where there's like a lot of graffiti art and stuff like that. Like
yes.
in that, like to where it's art.
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. I've been around there. I've been around there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I am blessed to be a person that uses their degree for what they do for their career. So I got to work with Erica Campbell, I think she's 6-time Grammy winner now, Erica Campbell. Mm. And this is right after college. I graduated, boom, went right in. And that was very exciting, very exciting. So I know that I got a really good recommendation from my professor, who I'll show you later. I worked here, Jonathan, for about 4.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I worked there about 4.5 years. On my second day, I got to... it's not caught up. Okay, let me see if it... Guys, stay with us. I don't know why we're having technical difficulties, but it's working out. Okay. Will that load up?
4.5 years in radio.
Yeah, 4.5 years. Okay, so my second day, here we go, Jonathan. My second day, I got to meet David and Tamala Mann in the studio. There's Erica, my boss at the time, TJ, and then you see Tamala and David Mann. So, you know, it's just always cool to see the people that you meet the people that you see on TV all the time or listen to their albums. Like, it's just so cool that, you know, you can, you know, I got to meet her and her husband. Yeah, so it's great.
Second day in the studio. That was pretty
cool. Second day in the studio. another highlight, this was like full circle. I did not know how this was going to go, but it was just amazing how it happened. So this is the Red Velvet Studios, if you've ever seen, if you've ever listened to Tom Joyner. So this is a Tom Joyner studio. And I grew up listening to Tom Joyner my whole entire life. My grandma, yeah, you know, like it's just a staple.
It's a Tom Joyner morning show. Yeah, this is my favorite show.
Staple. And so that was his last show. And that was I was like a month in maybe. And it was just so surreal how, you know, I worked in radio at college. I graduated and then I worked at a radio station and I worked there for 4.5 years. And it's just a place that I definitely appreciated to be my stepping stone into the media world, like live media production, because, you know, it's one thing to be on camera, but it's another thing to have to describe every single little detail that you're doing because you're on radio and no one can see you. So it's definitely an art form. So I'm just, you know, grateful that I got to be there. Grateful that I got to meet Sybil Wilkes. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yeah. So this is Sybil Wilkes. She did a video, birthday video for my grandma. So I asked her, yes, I was like, can you please do, you know, a video for my grandma for her birthday? Like she grew up, you know, listening to you same age, but you know, she listened to you. She listened to you when, you know, when y'all first started. She's always been a supporter of y'all. So she did that for me. And that was just like one of the sweetest things ever. And then this is my first time. This is my first time on the board. Now this, I know we have the Digico at OCBF, but that right there, that is a monster board. There's you know, you have to put the calls through on that board. You have, you know, your microphones, you have your person that has a long distance microphone. Someone like Erica, you know, tap into the system. It's very complicated. Yeah, so I got to learn that and I was familiar with radio boards because I worked in radio in college.
Yeah, and we're working the board. And for the people out there listening, if you have no audio experience or entry-level audio experience, like finally figuring out how to work one board, yeah, some of the other ones might be similar, because I was one of the ones who came in with no experience in working an audio board or a mixing board at all. But like it's there's just so many different layers to it and intricacies to it. So like that's not easy to do, especially in like a stressful situation. Like you're live radio in the morning, so calls coming in, you trying to patch this and unmute that and mute this and play the music and bring it up and bring it down.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine.
All at five o'clock in the morning. Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's crazy. Then while I was working there, I got to get my first apartment. I was so excited. I was downtown Dallas. I had a high rise. I had a high rise apartment.
Yeah.
I had a great view, and I was very happy. This is a cool moment. So I got to fill in for my boss. And it's always cool when you get to fill in for your boss on radio, because you're like, you know, you're doing everything that she's doing, except for, you know, obviously being on air. But it was just a really cool experience. You know, that was the day. That was one of those times I told you when my boss was out and we interviewed Tyler Perry. And I got to push I got to push Tyler Perry through. I also got to push Mike Todd through, a couple more people. But yeah, I've definitely had Tyler Perry in my ear, y'all. It was super cool.
Big business. Big business.
Yeah. That's
a big deal. That's a big deal.
Cool. Yeah. And then I know you saw the Tom Joyner studio. This is the Ricky Smiley studio. So Ricky Smiley had a weekend show that he did. And on Fridays, I would monitor that show and I would look for commercial mistakes or just show mistakes. And I would do that on Fridays. And it would be so cool.
Wow. Okay. So what you're saying is you're the person who just made, who helped them make it all look good. Cause that's, okay.
And this is, I talked about him a little bit last week too. This is Brandon Mitchell. This is the juror from the Derek Chauvin trial that I said that I knew personally, and, we got to interview him first. So that was Brandon. And then this is, I don't think it'll, might not be playing. Yeah. Well, there's a, I did a promo video. I'm sorry, y'all. I did a promo video of Erica and Griff promoting that he was coming on the show. And then not only did we get one juror, because you know, your girl got connections. I was like, is there any other jurors that want to talk? We got the woman on the juror to also come on the show too. So I had two jurors from the Derek Chauvin trial, you know, under my belt. So yeah, it was super cool. And my friend Brandon, you know, he will say, you know, Brittany Lucky was the first person to interview me. And then after that, he got interviewed on ABC. And then like, it was just gone after that. Yeah. Oh, and I think like ever so often from the last time I talked to him, maybe, I don't know, 2 years ago, but last time I talked to him, he still does like interviews every now and then on being a juror.
Don't think he's missing. He should have put out the book. He's got to put out the book.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
That's the only thing he's missing if you ain't get it yet. Gotta go. Oh, Uncle Marvin Sapp.
Uncle Marvin Sapp. So I got to meet Marvin Sapp, and he was in studio for that, and that was just super cool. That was just super cool. You know, you listen to these, you know, you listen to these songs, and they change your life, and then the person right there is just right next to you, and you're like, oh my god. So, you know, I'm not a big fan out person, but it was just nice to meet him. Yeah, I'm not a fan out person. I don't fan out.
So wait. So who would be some? So there's nobody you would fan out over.
Like, you already know this. That's how you.
Hey, the people don't know. Who? I'm just asking.
I will say my fan out person, besides Beyonce, it is Priscilla Shire.
Priscilla Shire, shout out, well put together,
and she just articulates herself so well, and I you know, she just moves you with her words. Like, come on, you tell me Priscilla ain't never moved you before?
She moved me all the time. Shout out to her and her son, JC Shire, you know, with their podcast, the Fully Fledged Homie Podcast. Shout out to them. But yeah, she's so authentic though. Cause we've had interactions with her. She's just authentic. It's like, you Priscilla Shire.
Yeah.
But she's just cool, calm, you know.
That's how I feel about Erica. That's how I feel about Erica. Like, she's so chill. Like, she's so chill. And you got 6 Grammys. But, you know, I guess the awards don't make the person. But, you know, she's just, she be chilling.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, just a little later, I took my mom to go see Tabitha Brown here. I wonder if it'll pop up. Yeah, I took my mama to go see Tabitha Brown. She was having a book signing, and that was just so cool. And that is actually where I saw Priscilla there. Priscilla Shire, I saw her there. And that was just cool. Yeah. And then I had to get my picture. I have to frame this picture. I had to get my picture with Mary. Like, this is just... Hello. Like, yes, that was after the show, Erica and her sister. And I was like, I got to get this pic. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And both of the names are not Mary.
Erica and Tina.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that marketing is on point though. The market's on point. Cause I mean the Merry Marriage flows, so.
Right. You would think. And then you know, during my time at the radio station, you know, I just got to experience different things. And then once I stopped working there, I worked my way into OCBF. And I worked my way. Well, I got hired at OCBF. And I am working now in media operations as well as, you know, still producing and being a media tech. And I think now, Jonathan, I'm just on my technical side of things because as far as like the front end and knowing how to do the basic and maybe, I don't know, intermediate things, I feel like I'm going, mm-hmm. I'm going to expert level, Jonathan. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
My technical background is growing and growing and growing. I'm in my Dante training right now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, girl's going to be certified soon and, you know, yeah. But one thing I did want to say is that, you know, I'm used to working in, I know, you know, you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you do things, you know, entrepreneur style. I am used to working at a business, at a corporation, and then working my way up there. So it's hard for me. I'm learning how to contract myself out, which is why, you know, I've never shared everything that I've done because I'd just be at work. You know, I'd just be at work. Like, I'm not... Like, this is, you know, it's my job and I do my job well, but, you know, I'm just at work, like, killing it and doing what I need to do at the radio station to get me where I am now and killing it at the church and learning all this new experience. You know, who knows what doors God is going to open for me. So that was me in a nutshell, y'all. And if you have any other questions about me, please send me a DM on Instagram or TikTok. And Jonathan, we'll be right back. One more Speak Your Success, right?
We will. Right back. We got a great show. Man, this our, if we already heated up. The oven preheated is on fire.
All right, we'll be right back.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Y'all, this is Monday Momentum. And if you're not fired up, just based on hearing producer Britt's story and just sharing how she put in that work and how she put in that grind, y'all, Then you don't got the pulse. Just check your pulse for me because you might not be there. All right, you might not be there. But one thing that I really love about Monday Momentum is being able to share real stories, real tangible application, and then ultimately being able to be in a place to where you can take what you hear, and then from hearing that you can apply it directly to your life, and then we can see some results. Ain't that right, producer Britt?
That's right.
Hey. So what I wanted to talk a little bit about today is just as we heard producer Britt just share a little bit of her story. And y'all, me and producer Britt been working together for, I guess, like 2 years almost ish now. And over about 2 years, right, and working together, we've been able to be extremely honest with each other, just in conversation, right? Like, you know, when you have a friend or you have somebody that you work with, and then one day you have like a real funky attitude, and then your friend be like, your attitude ain't happening today. And I'd be like, dang, is that really the case? So this would happen, right? My attitude wasn't funky on this day, but producer Britt saw me just running around. She saw me a little disheveled one day, and she was like, John, like, I don't know what it is, but like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on, but you need to just get things in alignment. Like you need to get right back in alignment, because we've had conversations before. We've been talking about productivity. We had conversations before. We've been talking about growth and how things should really just shift and elevate. So she let me know. And then I had to go back to the drawing board and I had to assess. And this is what I want to share with you today for our Monday Momentum. This is what I wanted to share. I'm going to share with you just how to act. I got 3 points for you. And y'all, the first thing was, you have to assess, where am I right now? And what do I want to accomplish? So after talking with her, one of the things that I realized was this was not me getting to the goal that I desire to have, right? This was me being in a standstill, and this was me not winning. So I had to really assess where I was, right? So that's the first A for you, because 80% of people have fallen off their New Year's resolution goals already by the end of February. So that's why now, mid-March, this is where we gotta assess. Where am I? The goals and the things I want to accomplish and what I was doing before. Do I need to come back to the drawing board? And then the second thing is you gotta find that C. You gotta find the C. You gotta create a simple action plan to where you can begin to build momentum. This is Momentum Monday, right? The thing I just encourage you on is finding, like, when you wake up in the morning, what are 3 things that I can do today to set me up for success, right? The thing that I had to begin to do was just like we were talking about a few weeks ago, I had to begin to prepare better. I had to begin to set up the studio before I ran in here to start the show, right? For you, it might be making a plan for your kid to get babysitting, or maybe communicating with your partner or whoever it might be or whatever it might be. But we gotta create a simple action plan to get things in place so that we can create success for our lives and for ourselves. And then the last thing is, you have to track. I once heard it before, whatever you measure can be multiplied, right? Whatever you measure can be multiplied. So you have to track and begin to remove the obstacles that are getting in the way of your life. For me, one of the obstacles was going to sleep late at night because I was taking time and I was watching an extra episode of Bernie Mac, right? Watching extra episode of the Bernie Mac show, just extra episodes of TV. And this was something for me that caused me to go to sleep later at night. But at the end of the day, we must act. We must assess where we are. We must create a simple action plan to build that momentum. And then third, we have to track and remove any and every obstacle from our lives. All right, y'all, we're about to go ahead and get into a break. But remember, if you're not set up to subscribe, hit that subscribe button just down below so you can become a member of the Speak Your Success family. All right, we'll see you all here just shortly. And I apologize for the technical difficulties. We've been having tech issues with some of the weather, but we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. And this has been Monday Momentum, as I shared before. And as we heard producer Britt share her story, which was super dope and amazing to hear. I want to just go ahead and give you all the final thought for the night. No matter where you are, no matter what you've been doing, no matter how far you've strayed away, you still can get back in alignment and you still can pivot back to getting to the goals that you have and set for your life. All right, family, be sure tomorrow to join us for Teach Me Tuesday. But I'm Jonathan Jones, that's producer Britt, and this is Speak Your Success. So remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?